First of all, before we look ahead to tomorrow's game in Donegal Monaghan, just the scenario as you see it in terms of the semi final. Well, we know Fermanagh and Tyrone are meeting in a semi final tomorrow. Who's in the running for the other semi final? Because it's not decided yet, is it?
No, it's not decided yet, Tom. But it looks very much likely that the winner of the game between Monaghan and Donegal will advance to the semi-final, because both teams have won very convincingly against Queen's University. So it looks very much that they are well positioned. The Section A has finalised already. Tyrone won that with 6 points. And the other three teams finished on 2 points. So they are all out of the reckoning. So it's between Section C, which Donegal and Monaghan are in, and Section B, where Derry currently lead the way on 4 points and Armagh are on 3 points. But both of those teams are playing against each other this Sunday as well. So, you know, there's going to be teams, or one of those teams is going to drop points. And it looks, because of Donegal and Monaghan's superior score difference, it looks like the winner of that game will advance to the last four. But, of course, we could have a draw, and that will complicate the matters even further. But, you know, it looks like Donegal or Monaghan, the winner of that, probably will advance to the semi-finals.
And by your reckoning, so, Derry, all they need is a draw tomorrow in Armagh?
Yeah, it looks good for Derry to advance through. They are top in the group so far. A lot of success for Damien McAuley. You know, he's building a young team there. He's fielded a very young side, a lot of under-20s, and it's gone all right for them so far, and it looks like a draw will be good enough for them to top Section B.
Two games played, one victory, a big one over Queen's, defeat on Wednesday night against Fermanagh. What do you make of it, Donegal?
I suppose it's been a solid enough start, I would say, Tom. You know, we would have expected Donegal to win very convincingly against Queen's. Queen's aren't the strongest university side. They're probably the weakest of the three teams in the McKenna Cup. So you would expect Donegal to win well. They did. Then they went out again against Fermanagh on Wednesday night. Fermanagh had a strong team out. You know, they'd 10 or 11 real regulars, like fellas that play a lot in nearly every single game for them, and they seemed to have a superior physique about them, you know, strong players. Now Donegal had a strong enough midfield and Kieran McGinley at left half forward and things as well, but they just didn't really have the physique maybe in the defence to cope with Fermanagh. And Fermanagh, you know, Donegal did well towards the second quarter of the game, you know, after a slow start, and there were 3 points up at half time. Probably should have been fuller ahead, but Fermanagh were the better team in the second half, and once Seamus Quigley scored that goal in the 47th minute, they never looked like relinquishing their lead, to be honest.
Donegal, of course, very weak inside. Obviously, one would wonder what Declan Bonner's intentions are in terms of wanting to go on and win it.
Go on and win the McKenna Cup, Tom. It'll be an interesting way one to see how they approach this game this weekend, because of course it's only 2 weeks away from that opening National League game against Kerry. I think in pretty much every interview Declan has done so far, he has mentioned that game. So you know, he's clearly building towards that. Does he want another game in between? You know, I was talking to him for the Donegal News yesterday. He said he did. You know, but we'll know by the way he lines his team out tomorrow. I'd say he has a couple of things to work on, Tom. You know, midfield struggled a bit in the second half last night. They were caught up the field, and Fermanagh broke on the counter very effectively. And they also had issues in the full back line. And, you know, that's a big issue for the National League, because Paddy McGrath is out with his cruciate ligament. You know, he mightn't be back for any of the league. Neil McGee is going to miss the first 3 or 4 games. You know, they have been two mainstays over the last decade nearly at this stage, Tom. So somebody's going to have to come in and fill the void. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And I'm sure Declan will be looking on Sunday for a glimmer of hope, because, you know, you're going down to Killarney, and the one thing we know about Kerry is that they always have good inside forwards.
So there's still, and obviously as we know, Michael Murphy is going to be missing early on. Frank Midlin is going to be missing as well. So a lot of slots to be filled ahead of that Kerry game.
Yeah, a lot of slots. Like, you know, And it's interesting because, you know, Frank McGlynn has played half-back probably for the last 6 or 7 years for Donegal, you know, after playing a little bit of corner back at the start. And, you know, he'd be looking to come in to nail the place, you know, and there'll be a lot of other people. Owen Ban Gallagher was in last year as a half-back, you know, it's looking like he may possibly go to the full-back line this year. So far in the McKenna Cup, he's been put in there. You know, so will that open vacancies? Will we see Ryan McHugh in the half-forward line or the half-back line? You know, Marty Riley has played in the half-back line this year in the McKenna Cup. So there are plenty of options there. The other one, Michael Murphy, obviously, you know, I suppose the big question for Declan Bonner is, can he find a midfield partnership that will allow Michael Murphy to play fuller up the field and maybe even at full forward? So far, Nathan Mullins, you know, he's played 2 games now, St Vincent's man, and he's looked the part so far. You know, he's a big man, he's mobile, he can be in the full forward line 1 minute, he can be in the full back line the next minute. And, you know, he's quite good in the air too, Tom. Like, he had a couple of good catches the last day and was breaking ball away. Hugh McFadden also going reasonably well as captain this year. You know, he looks like a man that's very determined to nail down a place for the league. You know, there's other players like Kieran McGinley, who's looking to make an impression, you know, and Micheál Carroll, of course, is around the middle. And I think on Sunday too, by the sounds of Declan yesterday, he kind of hinted that we could see Jason McGee as well feature for the first time this year. So Declan seems to have a lot of options this year. You know, there's players are going to come back and filter back into the thing over the next 6 weeks or so, and it's up to the players that are there at the minute to put their hand up for a starting jersey.
Would it be fair to say it wouldn't be the biggest disappointment in the world if they weren't to win tomorrow and qualify for the semi-final?
No, I definitely think it wouldn't be, Tom, especially as, you know, the semi-final will be on Wednesday night. You know, it might be different if the semi-final was next Saturday or Sunday, you know, when you had a week to prepare and you had a week to come to prepare for the game against Kerry. But Wednesday night, you know, it makes it difficult. You know, as I was leaving McCool Park on Wednesday night, I seen Alan Lyons get into his car, and 3 or 4 lads like Niall O'Donnell and Mark Curran got in with him, and they were driving back up to Dublin, you know, after the match, you know, and I was thinking it'll be 1:30, 2 o'clock by the time they would get back, and it's a long day, so and you know, maybe they would be coming down for training, I don't know, but you know, it's very demanding on players at this time of the year when they're flat out training, busy schedules, and then they're driving down the road. So would Donegal be that bothered if they missed out in the semi-final spot? I would probably guess not too bothered, Tom.